InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this, well, what do you think of the weather out there? It's a little cold in the state of Minnesota. December 19th, 2011, and it just happens to be Monday today. Yeah, with you today, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. I did not name him that, folks. If you don't know why they call him the other guy, go ahead and give us a call. It's 1-877-807-9977. And if you fail to call, I don't blame you. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Jake takes that stuff personally. Did you notice that?
I didn't actually name myself that.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-choicers call, well, the pro-murders, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. As usual, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Isn't that right, Carrie? Isn't that right, Carrie, as she crosses her eyes at me?
She's a pretty gal.
I'll hold my peace. We are turning talk radio into do radio, folks, because we are the cleanup crew.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. There's a new home run champion of all time.
Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan with the Sons of Liberty.
It up.
Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. And in all sincerity, please do. We love when you're a part of the show. Call in, weigh in, give us your opinion, give us your thoughts. And let America hear what you have to say, because it does matter. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. That would be you, Jacob.
It is time. And folks, good to be with you again. You want to catch up over the weekend. Bradley's article on WND was posted on his column. It's also today on GCNlive.com. And also some more stories and things that are happening on SOL Media on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And it happens to be exposing Alina Kagan for her atrocities committed at the colleges that she was the I don't know how she got there.
Yeah, everywhere she goes, there's
and
a
she
process,
just happens
folks.
To be for serious, and she just happens to be put right at the top position to basically go ahead and destroy what's ever going on, or to destroy whatever's in those schools.
Yeah,
she wants to rip them up and turn them up on their head, and for some reason she gets there, and she has the power to do it,
and gets a promotion for it from one of the most atrocious administrations we've ever seen.
Abomination!
In this country.
Yeah, she's That's in the exactly Supreme right. Court now, and how she's a judge, I'm trying to still find out where her lengthy, what would be the word, the proper word?
Her resume?
Yeah, but...
Her credentials?
Do you want to call it that? Oh, yeah, let's go with credentials. Credentials is good, because we want to know who gave her credentials.
Yeah.
Folks, you ever...
To be a judge?
You know, have you ever thought about that, folks? Credentials. You know, we had some leftist lawyer probably about 6 months ago. Just stay on my track. Everywhere I went, he was tracking everything I did. He wanted to know what my credentials were. And so what we did is we started emailing him, asking him where he got his credentials. Yeah. Folks, what are credentials? I mean, just... I think it's pretty important that we have credentials. I mean,
of course, if you don't have credentials, then nobody's going to listen to you. Nobody's going to take you seriously.
America, can I ask you the question? Where have credentials gotten this country? Where is diplomacy... gotten this country through these people that have credentials.
Oh, and they're full of credentials, too.
They don't know how to tell the truth.
It's probably a credential for that.
But that's what I'm thinking.
Being a professional
Who is the standard for their credentials? Because
speaker.
What's that?
Being a professional falsehood speaker, you get credentials for that.
I'm just asking who accredited these people? And what
Each
makes
other.
What makes them credentialized to think that they can usurp the voice, the standard, over others through their credentials.
And maybe there's a treasonous credential.
I mean, I thought about this leftist lawyer. Can I see your credentials? And when I think about his credentials, I think, well...
I got it from my leftist college.
Yeah, that...
Who credentialed the college?
That teaches everything outside of who we are as the American people, but yet he's got his credentials.
Mm-hmm.
So what validates credentials? Well, if someone knows how to lie and steal and covet, or is it someone that... I get it. It's like, who anoints these people? I know God makes men what they are, but I guess today, if you don't have your credentials, you don't count for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet those that have the credentials are the ones that are bringing this country to hell in a handbasket. And because they have their credentials, people act like, well, they must be somebody because they got their credentials. But, folks, what must they be if they don't know how to tell the truth?
Reminds me of 2,000 years ago. There were a couple guys without any credentials.
Totally.
A few of them.
Unlearned and ignorant men named Peter
around,
and John, but
yeah.
They perceived that they were with Jesus.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Pharisees who had their credentials.
And the multitude
that were mad
them.
At Peter and John.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
But they had credentials.
That's true. What school did they go to? I'm just curious. What school did the disciples go to? The school of hard knocks?
Yeah.
But where did they get their credentials?
I don't know.
I know where they got their anointing.
Well,
from the anointed one that breaks the yoke of bondage.
Which is what we want.
And the Spirit of God only bears witness to what? Truth. Mm-hmm. But according to man, you have to have your...
credentials.
Credentials. And if you don't have your credentials, I guess you just don't...
Like, don't shock us all and tell us that you actually don't have credentials.
Who gave Alina Kagan her credentials? Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you what...
I wonder who gave that person their credentials.
We need to pull that rug.
Yeah.
Without question. Folks, we're going to come back and talk about the foundation of this country. 1-877-807-9977. I hope you have your credentials.
Get them if you don't.
Put your ears on.
Hurry up! Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decide to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items such as the My War DVD documentary series to books, CDs, t-shirts, and more with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. Talking about credentials. Who gave them to Alina Kagan anyways? Okay, let's get Alina Kagan out of this equation and talk about credentials. I'm curious. The people that actually give credentials, who gives them credentials?
I don't know if we're supposed to ask that question.
I think
it's a valid question.
That's where the buck stops, right?
Should.
Hey, folks, isn't that a good question? Like for example, a president, this guy named Barry Obama.
Barry? Hussein. Yeah. Don't forget Hussein.
Oh, Hussein. Okay.
Hussein.
Barack. Yeah, don't call him Barack. Call him Barack.
Barack.
Yes. Got to call him his right name because he's rightfully from Kenyan, right?
Mm-hmm. It's on his credentials.
That's true. Well, his wife said that, too, as a matter of fact. I want to know, because he's supposedly a constitutional scholar.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, who paid for it? But that's irrelevant. Just forget about that, folks. Yeah. But when he says he's a constitutional scholar, when I read the Constitution, I'm trying to figure out what Constitution he's talking about, because it's not the American Constitution.
Yeah, he's never really said American Constitution, has he?
No, he hasn't.
It seems like more other people say it about him, because he seems to have disdain for the Constitution.
Have you heard that? Kerry, did you get that piece with Barry Hussein Obama in Europe talking about a New World Order just like George Bush and George Sr.? Because George Sr., for all of you Bushites out there that have been blinded by his deceptions, he talked about the New World Order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. You got it? Here, listen to this. This is because we're talking about credentials, and we're having a little fun with this right now, but I'm curious to know where Barry Hussein Obama got his credentials, because he's not talking about the American Constitution. Good point, other guy. Mm-hmm. Listen to what he says here, folks. Go ahead, play that.
This is Sky News with Paula Middlehurst.
There have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver a key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. While Senator Obama tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. The Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together.
Oh, we're coming together, folks. Let's come together.
Will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more.
Required.
Not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice.
Oh.
It is the only way.
Ah, isn't that amazing?
To protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
That must be his family in Kenya that is cheering him on right
Could
there.
Be, yeah.
Good job, Barack!
Isn't it interesting that he said, you have no choice?
Well,
so how do you bring about that new world order? You have to create
a little bit of chaos.
Chaos. Yeah. And so you create the chaos, and then guess what you do? Helgaian.
Yeah. Hegelian dialectic.
Hegelian.
So you've got a little, you got your chaos credentials going on.
So you have to create something called terrorism.
Yeah, that worked pretty well.
Our forefathers warned us of that, that it would not be us, but it would be the deception that tyrants would use to bring in a new world order.
Uh-huh.
You see how that works?
Take down the Constitution?
Yeah. Isn't that what it's about?
Yeah.
Tear it down, recreate it in your own image?
Seems to be what it's been about for the past, what is it, 3 years?
Yeah. So how do you create that new world order? You have to what? Systematically keep destroying, keep creating chaos, keep creating more terrorism, giving more of your rights over to the governments, relinquishing more of your rights as you give more power to a government. Whoa, wait a second.
Is that what's going on?
That's exactly
that
what's going
familiar.
On.
That sounds familiar. Some of that totally music in the background.
But that's what Barack just said, and we all know he's a Saul Alinsky student, and what does Saul Alinsky say about that? Chaos. Lawlessness.
So the best way to bring some order into the picture.
Right. And whose order would it be? It's not we the people. It's them, the conspirators. Oh, that's too weird. That's just too way out there. Well, then, if it's too way out there, then America, what are you complaining about?
What's going
on? Yeah, what are you complaining about? Huh? Just kind of curious. Just having a... we're talking about credentials. Let's go back to this.
Let's go ice fishing.
I want to know where Barry got his credentials. Soros?
Could have. Probably wouldn't produce his credentials no more.
He's doing the same thing as Bush.
Produces.
Same exact thing.
Or how about his buddies over there in the Middle East? Maybe they've got something to do with his credentials.
Think so? Well, we just
want Islamic Brotherhood?
Folks, the question that we're asking here is, where did he get his credentials? Mm-hmm. And who accredits those that receive credentials?
Yeah.
Who's the standard here? Who do we live by? Here, let me tell you what John Adams said. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow, and I then believed, and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God. Well, here, let's go back to who our
stumbling block.
Accreditor is. University of Houston studies show... here, I'll give it to you. I'll give you some credentials, folks. The University of Houston Political Science is the study of what, folks? Creation. Mm-hmm. Professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas. They assembled 15,000 writings from the era of the founders. They researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. You ready for this? Speaking of credentials. Where did our forefathers get their credentials? I'm telling you.
What did they study?
Who gave the credentials? Number one, 8.3% were quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% were quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three is 2.9% were quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the... You ready for this? Who gave our forefathers their credentials?
That's right.
From the Bible, the author and the finisher of all credentials.
That's right.
And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. For example, this is why we can't get these freedom from religion freaks on the radio.
Yeah.
This is why we can't get very few of the leftist whacks where they're willing to come on the radio because their credentials don't come from the same place where we, America, patriots, got our credentials from.
They don't like talking about their credentials.
Here, three branches of government found in Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Why? Because he is the one that gave us our credentials.
Mm-hmm.
Separation of powers is found in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Talking about where we got our credentials from. Tax exemption for churches found in Ezra 7:24. Also, we certify you that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, Nethiniums, or ministers of the house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. Talking about those that
have credentials?
Yeah. And who gave us our
laws?
Credentials. Wow. How do you kick up against that? That's like throwing rocks up against a stone wall, isn't it?
You try to ignore it is what you try to do.
How do you ignore it, though? You just keep demonizing. That's how you do it. Hey, speaking of demonizing, folks, I just want to go down a little rabbit trail with you real quick. This week I heard of a student in Maple Grove, Minnesota. You know how the homosexualists are trying to promote bullying in public schools through their kids? If they're not trying to queerify them, then they're trying to get the kids to basically throw off all righteous restraint through the establishment.
Special rights.
Yeah. Well, there was a lesbian that made a death threat towards a straight student in Maple Grove, Minnesota. And when it got back to the principal, who just happened to be a black principal, when it got back to his ears, you know what he did? He expelled the straight student. Because the lesbian said, the one that wrote out the whole death threat to the straight student, said that she was being bullied by the straight student. But yet, the straight student didn't threaten the life of the lesbian student. By the way, GLSEN says that bullying is only the reaffirmation of the homosexual lifestyle. That's a lie, folks. It's all based on a lie. So what I gathered from all of this, you know, talking about demonization here, that bullying, you see all these anti-bullying signs, leave the gay kids alone. Yeah. Really what they're teaching your kids in public schools, folks, if you let them, that it's okay for the gay kids to bully whoever they want to because the teachers are giving them license to do just that, and the straight kid gets expelled. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you something? Who made the death threat? Folks, when you look at the homosexual agenda, it's all based on the same thing. A lie. They put darkness for light, light for darkness. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this. Talking about
credentials.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Credentials. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we're at the halfway mark today. 1-877-807-9977. But we want to make sure before you call that you have credentials. And if you don't have credentials, then don't bother even calling in, because this is a show for those that have credentials. Credited.
I think they might think we were joking about that, but we're really serious.
Now, on a serious side, yes, we are. But again, sometimes it gets so ridiculous, people, you have to ask the question,
I know,
who's accountable for accrediting these people to destroy this country?
Yes.
And they call themselves, they align themselves and they parallel themselves and they acquaint themselves with who we are as a republic, but yet they do everything contrary to who we are as a republic. You get the point? Mm-hmm. So it just gets to the point that, folks, the joke is on America. We can call them clowns, we can call them ventriloquists, you can call them whatever you want to, every one of them. But the joke is on you, America, because you're allowing these people to do what they're doing and to get away with the things that they get away with. And let me say this, they're going to get away with whatever you let them get away with.
And that's it, nothing more, nothing less.
Can I tell you the word for credit?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Credited. On the credit side of an account. Accountable. Okay. They're accredited.
Yeah.
They have their credentials.
Sure they do.
And they've been given their credentials by someone that has to give an account for giving them their credentials. I mean, this is, it totally does.
So we got to get,
I get it.
We got to get up to the top of who it is that's
accredited. Like, for example, I'm ordained nationally, internationally, and locally.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of credentials.
Oh, it is. But the point is, God ordains men.
Yeah.
Men do not ordain men. Look at how many devils are in office that are lawyers. Mm-hmm. And they do everything contrary to that law. What good are their credentials? You know?
You know, I would almost not trust somebody with credentials. In a time like today, if what their credentials are giving us is what we have right now in Congress or in this administration, I'm reminded of George Orwell. I don't know if he had his credentials, but I do think he made a good quote. He said,
I think his credentials were found in, I don't know, the lunatic fringe.
This is what he said during the time of universal
deceit. Anybody ever sold more fear than this guy? I'm just curious.
I'm not sure.
Because if he's got his credentials, I can tell you who he got them from. He got them straight from hell.
From the Institute of Fear?
Now, is the quote that you're going to give the one that says, to tell the time of truth
and
the time of deception is a revolutionary act?
Yeah. So then that would make me wonder why Jesus didn't get his credentials when he came to the earth, probably because the credential systems were so messed up that he thought, if I did that, no one would believe me that I'm telling the truth.
Let me tell you a little story about that. John the Baptist came from a schooled ministry per se.
Yeah, his father was a high priest.
Dude, if he wanted credentials, he could have got them. But I'll tell you what, he left. His dad had righteous credentials because he's ordained of God.
That's right.
Praise God for that. Right. And so was John the Baptist. But if John the Baptist cared about being a part of the...
That's right.
Credential carriers.
Credentialized.
Card carriers.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, he did the wrong thing. But you what, in the sight of God, there was not a greater prophet born of women. Praise God for John the Baptist.
That's a great point.
He didn't care about the credentials. He cared about the truth.
Yep.
Is what he cared about.
He could have went and lobbied in Jerusalem and said, my dad was a priest.
Yep.
I've got my rights. Came right in. Had his education paid for, probably. But instead, he runs out to a desert.
Let's go to Paul.
Wow.
Paul had his, he was a total Pharisee of the Pharisees.
He's proud of his credentials.
And I'm speaking respectfully. I really am before the Lord here. The fact of the matter is, if anybody was a Pharisee of the Pharisees and had his credentials, it was Paul. But Paul met the Christ, who was the one that accredits man in the first place, ordains man, and bears witness to man by his spirit on the road when he said, Paul, is it not hard for you to kick against the goads? The Lord looked at him and said, listen, your credentials go for naught. Listen, I'm going to show you the way of salvation, and their credentials are not the way to go. And I'm saying that again as a man, but I speak in respect of what the Lord did there. It shows you what man is settled for. They care more about the diploma of credentials than they do the truth of sincerity and the anointing of God that breaks the yoke of bondage over those that we go to.
Yeah.
It's. I don't mean to get too complicated here, but it's common sense. If you have the Word of God and the Constitution, because that's exactly what we're always putting our feet on in this show.
Yeah.
But when you understand those two foundations, it's common sense. Really comes down to common sense. Even political vernacular, Jake, am I wrong? America, am I wrong in saying this? They talk their smack. And it's like, just say it so the common man can understand what you're saying. They get this little communication going, and they think they're higher than thou or holier than thou, when in fact they're stupider because they don't know how to tell the truth.
Yeah. It doesn't take a smart man to lie.
No, it takes a dummy to lie.
Exactly. And if it goes beyond that realm where you and I can understand it, chances are somebody's contriving something and trying to keep a separation between us and them.
Now, do you think the American people heard Barry Obama, Hussein Obama, in Europe talking about a new world order before he became the president? No, it all operated through deception. What about Alina Kagan? Did you guys know about all of her queerifying Harvard and Princeton and Oxford and all the destruction that she's basically wrought on the American people?
Yep.
Every place she goes, folks, she's destroying something. The woman doesn't know how to tell the truth. But yet they're there. But you know what? Everybody says, oh, you know what? They were put there for a reason. Yeah, they were. They're put there for judgment, America, because you do nothing.
And then you look at who they appoint and who they bring in. Because people say, well, they were put there for a reason. Yeah, look at the people that appointed them or brought them in. And then look who they appoint and bring them in. Folks, you've got to read the story on Sons of Liberty Radio on the Facebook. Go to WND, that column that Bradley's written. Because it's a great expose on just who did put them there.
Yeah.
And then who did they put there when they got there? This is a big circle of cronies all working together. There's nothing special about them.
Do you find, as I interject this question to you, Jake, do you find that the average listener really cares about bringing resolve to the problems in this country?
It depends. I mean, if they're a doer and they listen and do, then yeah. But I think most of the people that are just listening for the sheer entertainment factor of it, because it kind of tickles them, and this is how I like hearing about this.
They heap up teachers to itch their itching ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be the reason we're in under judgment right now, is because people have been listening for years, and yet they've been doing nothing for years?
Not applying.
Is that right? I mean, I want to hear from somebody. 1-877-807-9977. Let me throw back some more foundation onto the ears of the people. French Revolution over 10 years after American Revolution are into their 15th Constitution. Brazil's 7th Constitution since 1822. Poland's 6th Constitution since 1921. Afghanistan's 5th Constitution since 1923. Russia's 4th Constitution since 1918. America has the longest standing Constitution in the history of mankind.
Right now.
Why is that, folks? Because of the one that gave us
our
credentials. And who is it? The God of Moses.
That's right.
The Christian God of Jesus Christ.
No king but Christ.
Amen. Right. What was the motto during the Revolutionary War, Jake?
No king but King Jesus.
Whoa. That's heavy.
That is pretty heavy.
What's the other flag that was flying?
A tyrant.
Appeal to?
Heaven?
Really? Wow.
So you mean there was chaplains and preachers accompanying the armies?
It's too much.
You mean there was military barracks in the basement of churches?
Well, let me tell you what the Congress said in 1854. They said, had the people during the Revolution a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption, the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one Christian denomination. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. And you know what? It still goes on, doesn't it? Just go ahead and take a look at your money, folks. Go ahead. Whose name do you see on there? You see my father's name on your money, don't you? Yep. Point made?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Talking about having his fingerprints on everything in this country. Freedom?
Because the people wanted his fingerprints and want his fingerprints on everything. It doesn't work any other way.
Wow. The Supreme Court said in 1892 there is no dissonance in this declaration. There is a universal language pervading them all, having one meaning, said the Supreme Court. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. This is a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Whatever we once were.
Thomas Jefferson used to actually sign his name in the year of our Lord Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
Specifying that Lord.
Reagan used to talk about the same thing.
City set on a hill.
Yeah. Quoting, I know, that Bible. Great deceiver Bush used to do the same thing, and then so did his son.
That does happen.
Because he knew already that if he was just going to come out and say, you know what, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in none of the gods, they would have never voted him into office.
That's right.
He had to say that he was a Christian to appease 76% of the population.
That's right. All the people were very attentive to hear Christ.
Do you remember in Spartacus?
Oh,
Spartacus.
Yeah,
the man that walked up, that was a politician.
Yeah.
What did he say to the individual,
kind of
Dick?
Cheeky fellow.
Cheeky
he?
Fellow indeed.
The guy asked him, because he was buying some chickens, I believe, or maybe it was a goat or something.
Could have been a
had
good
to
one.
Sacrifice them to one of the millions of gods in the Roman Empire.
Right, right.
So the man asked him, do you really believe all this? He said, in public, all of it.
Yes.
In private, none of it.
Wow.
But don't tell anybody what I do in private, because it's my own personal life, right?
Right, right.
You know?
I mean, that's not real character. Yeah. We're not looking for real character,
that's
Bill
right.
Clinton. No, I'm sorry. You were talking just like Clinton, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my personal life, right?
Right.
As long as I'm a good fraud. The credential fraud.
Totally.
The fraudulent credential.
Bill, did you ever do drugs?
Well, that doesn't matter. If
well,
I
you
did.
Just put it in your mouth roll. You didn't
I never
inhale,
did it while
right?
the cameras were rolling.
You
I
didn't inhale,
did
right?
No, probably not. I mean, what do you want to hear? I'll tell you.
Well, you know, it's
what
his,
do you want?
It's his
what
own
do you want
private life, man. But the real question is, who gave him his credentials? Isn't that right, folks?
Credentials.
Talk to you soon. We'll be right back after this break.
Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decided to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items such as the My War DVD documentary series to books, CDs, t-shirts, and more with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, we're back talking about credentials. And I want to put your feet on the rock, folks. Deuteronomy 17 says, when you are come into the land which the Lord gives you, and you shall possess it, hello, America, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me in this situation, an executive, like all the nations that are round about me, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. Wow.
So we got to consult him first.
So who's the one that's giving him the credentials?
Mm-hmm. There it is. That's right.
One from among thy brethren shall thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. Hello. Hello, Barry.
Yeah.
But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. Hello, Barry.
Kenya is not a state, is it?
No. Okay. To the end that he should multiply horses for as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way, folks, into disobedience. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply unto himself silver and gold, or for his buddies at Wall Street. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write a copy of the law. Ooh. Wow. This law in the book out of that which is before the priests and the Levites. See, the problem is he set the lower sort around him amongst the priests.
Mm-hmm.
New Agers, mm-hmm. Hindus, Buddhists. Everything but who we are.
That's right.
Ask him about the monkey guy in his pocket, folks. That's a fact. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He, as a matter of fact, he appointed him over the faith.
He credentialized him.
That's right, the gays.
Oh, literally, that's exactly what he does. He brands them. Yeah,
yeah, it is. I know. As a matter of fact, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and then go to GCN, Genesis Communication Network.
Yep.
That's the article. And then there was Alina Kagan.
Yep.
There's a link on there showing you that Obama has appointed over 225 homosexuals in a high office.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Folks, why?
It's not equal opportunity.
Then let me ask the next question, folks. What are you doing about this? Less than 1.8% of America is destroying your country. How is that justifiable before a five-year-old kid? The little boy would say, Dad, well, that will never happen because of all the righteous people in America won't let it happen. Let me go on. Verse 19, and it shall be with him, he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, not to uproot them, that his heart be not lifted above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandments from him who gives the credentials to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Isn't it interesting how much this individual mocks God? Oh, it's just not a good place to put yourself. That's a different show. But I'll tell you what, when he invokes Christ, and he just thinks that he's just going to say the name of Christ without accountability to that Christ, the one that's alive forevermore, that is dangerous business, man. You should ask Benito Mussolini about that one, who raises his hand towards heaven and says, if you're there, strike me dead. For those that didn't know how Benito Mussolini was actually dealt with at the end of his life, and by the way, it was accounted that he said that several times, he and his mistress were actually taken out, beaten, his head bashed in, and he was hung upside down in front of a Times Square. And by the way, who did this to him? His own people. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. This individual mocks my father. And he mocks the father of the foundations of this country.
That's right.
And it doesn't fly, folks. That's why this guy is being called out at every turn he goes. Everywhere this guy goes, he's being busted for another lie. And the Lord is looking at his people saying, so, okay, when are you going to deal with what I'm bringing to the light? When are you going to deal with this lawfully, legally? They're more afraid of that than anybody else in the folks. Liars don't lie. What did Benjamin Rush say? The advocates of error, what do? Or controversy is dreaded by those that advocate error. He's exactly right. They're afraid of the people that tell the truth and that hold him in his feet to the fire. Yet how many organizations, especially Christian organizations throughout this country, have received millions and millions of dollars year after year after year after year without bringing any resolve to the issues at hand? And folks, don't sit there and point your finger at them and say, no, I know, and I used to support those guys. Wait a second. They need your help. We have to do this together, right? 303 million Americans? I mean, we are being laughed at. The American people are being laughed at on a daily basis because of what they, the American people, let them get away with.
Tolerant.
That's what's funny. And look at the arrogance. Look at the disdain for the American people. They are literally giving us the finger when they say we're above the law. We can do whatever we want to do. And we'll even do it to your kids. It doesn't go any lower than that, folks. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Whatever we let go, whatever we leave unjudged, where God commands the church to judge and the righteous to judge, and by the way, your U.S. government to judge, what you leave undone at length, God will judge. And when that is all said and done with, you're going to wish you would have did what he told you to do in the first place. Because as Jeremiah went to the children of Israel, there was a book of Lamentations. And guess what, folks? Too late. Whoa, the Lord really meant what he said. The Lord really meant what he said. But when did they figure that out? They figured that out after the fact. Folks, tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm not telling you the truth. You know it to be true. We love our military. Why do we love our military so? Because they do what needs to get done to establish freedom. Right?
It's not what they say.
Not in over 900 countries.
Yeah.
I don't mean it that way, folks. We have no business, as McKinley said, to police the world and to build an empire called the New World Order through the UN. Yeah, well, that's a great question for the American people. How did the UN come into existence? Through what? War. Chaos. World War II. Remember, Wilson tried to establish through the League of Nations back in the early 1900s. Through what? World War what? One. It failed. You know what? If people would stop and think for one moment, they could see all of the crime and the assault towards we, the American people. If the American people would just stop for one second and pay attention of what their government is tolerating, you would see that your government is the problem because they're not enforcing the laws against those crimes. They're actually suing you for enforcing them. Ask the governors on the borders. What's the problem? Well, I guess we got less than a year left of this president and the American people, because of their ignorance of who we are as the American people, think that he can go ahead and do whatever he wants over the next 11 months and get away with it. For some reason, the American people think that he's above the law and he's unaccountable. Just like they're trying to teach you about the Supreme Court. That is not true.
If you understand what treason is that when you make war upon your own people. And ignorant people make the best slaves. Ignorance is conducive to slavery. But that word, we have to start understanding treason. We have to start understanding impeachment. We have to start understanding that these civil, whatever we want to call them, magistrate, rulers, elected officials, are accountable to that very law that they are required. It's not propaganda to read the Constitution. They're required by that very law, their oath. And if they are criminal to that oath, that's the law of the land. It's unlawful. It's criminal.
Let me ask you something. In America today, who do the politicians, not the statesmen, who do the politicians and the media attack more than anybody? Those that are telling you the truth, folks. Those that are invoking the Constitution, folks. This administration, through Pelosi, Reid, and this president, have called anybody that invokes the Constitution, that preserves life, that bears arms, terrorists. And folks, you just keep laughing it off as you're out there on the ice in Minnesota here today, ice fishing, thinking it's just all going to go away someday. I'll tell you what's not going to go away is corruption if you don't deal with it. And I will tell you what is going to go away is your freedoms, because you're seeing them be eradicated right before your eyes. William Blackstone, one of the founders that I was talking about earlier, that received his credentials from the Most High, said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of the one that gives their credentials. God, in Jesus' name. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We love you by what we do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Give us your feedback.